be weary, they shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. Two more times. They that wait, oh, and they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Oh, they shall mount up with wings as an eagle, as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait the last time. Oh, they that wait and they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Oh, they shall mount up with wings as an eagle, as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Almighty God, we thank you once again for this wonderful day that you have made. Thank you for the privilege and the opportunity that we have to gather together with brethren of like precious faith. Thank you for the freedom, O God, to express, O God, ourselves to you, O God. We thank you for the peace that we are still enjoying, O God, in our city. Thank you for the peace that we are still enjoying in our country, O Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can come together, O God, and fellowship and pray, O God. We can come together, O God, and pour our burdens before you, O God. And leave it there, O God, with the promise and the assurance, O God, that you are going to give us answer to all that we have come with tonight. Thank you, eternal God. Thank you because your word is yea and amen, O God. Thank you because your word is forever settled in heaven, O God. You told us that heaven and earth will pass away, Father. Not one jot, not one letter of that word will go without it being fulfilled, O God. We are believers of that word, and that's why we are here tonight, O God. We pray, dear Father, that you will increase our faith in you tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ. Forgive all our shortcomings, Father. Forgive all our failures, all our wrong. May they come under the blood, O God. May nothing stand between us and you at this hour, O God. If there be anything that the enemy, Satan, the devil will want to raise, O God, we pray, Father, that your blood will stand for us, O God. Lord, may you defeat him, O God. Lord, give us the inoculation. Give us the faith, O God, to believe your word, O God. And to, O Father, establish ourselves in the same. And to, O God, exercise our rights in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, O God, in this midweek service tonight. A little portion of your word that will be read, O God. And a little admonition, Father. We pray that you send forth your blessing, O God. When the hour of prayer will come, Father, may you give us the grace and the strength to pray as become a saint, O God. We will pray for saints, O God, that might be on their way, Lord. May you hasten their coming, O God. Those that are connected tonight to the service, may you bless them, O God. At the end of the service, may we have cause to thank you. May the blessings be ours. Thank you for hearing us, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you. And welcome to midweek service once again. We thank God for the privilege again to be in church. And Thank God for the privilege to move around freely. Yeah. Because if Satan would have had his way and the people had gone the way they were planning, we might have not had freedom of movement today. But we thank God for, you know, his intervention. Let's turn our Bible to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 2. Very familiar scripture and a very familiar text we want to take tonight. We're trusting God somewhere along the line. Just one word from him, Brother Graham said, will make the difference. Luke chapter 2 from verse 25 and 26. Verse 25 and 26. I read, he said, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, which was a promise of God. And the Holy Ghost was upon him, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. May the Lord Jesus add his blessings to the reading and hearing of that portion of his word in our hearts. You can please be seated. God bless you for the little time before we go to pray. The text tonight is expectations. Amen. Brother Bram told us in one of the series of the message expectation, he said, whatever we expect, that is what we get. You believe that? As Baba was reminding us on Sunday, please let us not allow the message to become too common to us. Amen. Don't let it become too common. Whatever you expect, that's what you get. If you come to church expecting tonight that, well, you are just going to hear the preacher speak, that is what you are going to get out of the service. Of course, you will hear a man come to speak. At the end, when it is time, we will pray. But I tell you, there is difference between praying and there is difference between speaking words. Amen. Brother Graham told us, he said, there is a difference between David and David in the spirit. Amen. Ordinary David can be a natural man like any one of us. But when he gets into the spirit, it's another man altogether. And that's the same thing with every child of God. There's a difference between Samson and Samson in the spirit. There's a difference between Brother Joseph natural and when he gets into the spirit. When he gets into the spirit, he will act differently. He will behave differently. May God help us. That's why the importance of the Holy Ghost, Brother Bram said, can never be overemphasized. Simon that we read about, he was under the intoxication and the stimulation of the Holy Ghost in his study. That was why that revelation struck him. Amen. He wasn't busy gossiping. May God help us in Jesus' name. You know, I believe that we are well taught that you give your ear to gossip, you mar your experience. Yeah, that thing cannot help you one bit. I tell you, it cannot help us one bit. It is a weapon of Satan. May God deliver us from that. And you also don't be an agent of the devil. You say, Bro Joseph, what are you? Yes, you can be an agent of the devil. Satan can use your mouth. So pray that God help me, that Satan will not use my mouth. You can say some words sometimes, it will make your brother begin to stumble. Why would my brother say this kind of thing to me? But brother, if you are also in the spirit, if the person says something in a way that you are not expecting, you know it is not that fellow. Satan can borrow his mouth. Like I was reading something. Sometimes God can allow trouble to come to the church. We believe that. It's a familiar code, the prophet tells us. And he allows somebody to say something to be of a trial to you. Now, the way you react to that, it matters. May God help us. Expectations. Now, listen. Abraham said, I often think about Jonah. He said, I'm thinking of his symptoms. Oh, man. He said, people look at their symptoms. You know? Jonah had a real case of symptoms. He was in the waste belly, think of it, with his hands and his feet tied. Maybe you can dramatize. Let me try to dramatize it. I put my hand now down, and I put my leg. Then you carry rope, tie the four. I'm not looking up any longer. I can't help myself. I can't. If I move, I'm moving with all my body. Do we understand that? And why? It was because he disobeyed God. God said, go to Nineveh. He said, God, I don't want to go to that place. It can happen to any one of us. Yeah, it doesn't mean that you're a sinner. No. Sometimes in this journey of life, you get weary. But when we come to the house of God, when we get to the presence of God, when we get in the spirit, we receive strength. We get up again, we rise. Like an eagle. Proverbs say, when an eagle is going for, you know, retreat, it's not going to enjoy. It's going to bleed. Because when it gets to the rock, it will eat its beak on the rock. Eat it until the old one goes off. And new one comes. When new one comes, it returns back strong to continue in the battle. That's how a Christian is. We fight every day. Are we there now? Proverbs say, now people talk of symptoms. People talk of trouble. I don't know what is your trouble. I don't know what is your symptom. But one thing I want to tell you is that there is a God that answers prayer. You believe that? There is a God that cares about you more than you are caring about yourself. Do you believe that, Brother Joel? A God that is thinking about the next meal you are going to eat. More than the way you are putting your 2 + 2, he has already finished it. Until we learn to surrender to God. I was telling my family, I said, since the day God helped me and delivered me from fear, maybe it will help somebody. Timobati, 10,000. You know, I can't be by. My problem has started. I'll say, that money will finish. If you finish, I'm granted. But I don't know. It has never. God just helped me. And I knew something happened when that thing, because it was always is something of worry for me. When I see my money get to 10,000, I will begin to feel uncomfortable. What will happen if an expense come and finish? But somehow I used to think, God has never just failed. And now I'm telling you something that is over 5 years. Now it has known it over 5 years ago that God has delivered me from that. And at every point when I'm in need, I have seen God made a way. Sometimes, you know, when we say we are not saying it to be proud. I have gotten a need of 10 million. At least some people are witness here. And I've seen God come on the scene and make a way. And sometimes I look, God, how? If you ask me, I don't have shingbai. I just tell people, I'm a very, not poor. I don't like to say that I'm not a poor man, but I'm an average man. That I depend on God. But whenever I have a need, if you now give me an expense of 1 billion, sir, as long as it's an expense that God is involved in, I tell you, I will go and sleep. And somehow, God will just make a way. You know, and sometimes that's what people will not say, that man is a rich man. Don't mind him. Yeah. The children of God, we are the richest people on earth. We are not having the sickness that all these other people have. You spend billions, you spend millions on sickness. You should thank God for it. You are not buying drugs. I tell you, if you go to see patients, there are people there, all their life is on drug. All they are earning every month, as they get the money, they send it to the doctor. Oh yeah, give me another set of drugs. Probably won't buy every month. But you, even Pastor Mo, you know, even take her every day. You should thank the Lord. But the Bible says, and you begin to say, God, I have symptoms. I have headache. Maybe you say, God, I've not eaten today. And because of that, you did not do your family altar. May God have mercy upon you. May God have mercy upon us. We should not be weary. Faithful is he that has promised. Faithful is he that will bring it to pass. But Bible said the problem many a times, we are not patient. May God deliver us. Let us be patient with God. I was telling the family, whatever God promised, he will surely bring it to pass. Now let me continue with this reading. But Bible said, you see, Jonah, his hands and his feet was tied. And down in the waste belly, you know, you could imagine all of the vomit. In the bottom of the sea, on a stormy sea, think of it. You can just think of it. Jonah was inside whale's belly, and the fish will be going like this. Going, you know, imagine something like that. Even to pray, if God does not help you, and even know Adra, I tell you, you will not. Because when you look here, whale's belly, he turned here, whale's belly, he turned somebody that cannot help himself. There, when he began in that state, he would have begun to think, is this how I'm going to just die? But you are the one that said they should throw you in the water. You see, that is mad. Many times, Baba said, when God get out, Satan come in. But when we are in trouble, that's when we begin to think about God. Say, oh, God, help me. God, help me. Then he began to think, Baba said, in that condition, with all of the symptoms, you know, he looked this way, it was waist belly. That way, waist belly. Everywhere he looked, it was waist belly. Now, there is nobody here in that bath a shape, I am sure. But do you know what he said? He said they are lying vanities. Hallelujah. Can you tell that your problem? It's a lying vanity. It's a lying vanity. Lack is a lying vanity. Lack cannot hinder you. There's a song that I used to sing in my house. No devil can hold my body down. Yes. You have to get to that point. When Satan is coming sometimes and you begin to see that the atmosphere is changing, no devil can hold my body down. No devil can put this body on the ground. This body is to be in service. No Satan will stop this man from praising God, from praying, God, help me. May God help us. Now, do you know what he did? He said, they are lying vanities. I won't believe them. And that's what God wants us to do. But Bible says, before you can even have any expectation, you have got to have faith first. Are we there? I won't believe this lying vanity. What did he say? He said, once more, I will look towards your holy temple. How many of us thought of that this evening as we are coming to church? Say, God, this is Wednesday service. I'm coming again. Once again, Father, I want to come and meet you. I'm not coming to see Brother Joseph. If you come and see me, you will hear English, and maybe you go home. Maybe you will not even hear very nice English from me, and you go home. And you ask, what is the sermon? You say, expectation. And so, at the end, what do you get? What next? Just like we ask ourselves in the secular world, when you bring all of your strategy, and so, yeah, a businessman that is putting his money there, when you put all the things, what is next? Is he going to give me times two of my money? Or is he going to give me less? Okay, when we put this intervention, what is the result? That's the same thing. We should apply that same principle to the word of God. When we come to God's house, what are we going to gain? Am I coming to see devils? As Pastor used to say, are we coming to see devils? No. Then we should not be ashamed of pouring our requests before God. He said with prayer, with supplication, and with what? Thanksgiving. Let us do what? Let us make our request known to who? To God. It's not to man. It's not to the pastor, neither to any of the ministers here. To God and God alone. God that heareth prayer. You believe that? It depends on the level of your faith. One time, Brother Bam was going, he invited something and he put it in a tree. He said, God, I know you come and sit there. Can you believe God to that level? Yes, it's just your faith. You can write your prayer request and put it inside your Bible. And you believe God will answer it. You believe that? Just write it. God inspire one verse of the scripture. Open, if it's Psalm 46, put it inside Psalm 46. Close it here. He said, if it doesn't happen today, God, I know it will happen tomorrow. Take God at his word. God will even know that this person is a believer. May God help us in Jesus' name. Now, Proverbs say, Jonah, he remembered. Then he knew that when the temple was dedicated, the day that Solomon dedicated, Solomon prayed and said, Lord, if your people be in trouble anywhere, and that holy temple heaven. And God answered Solomon. But God had prayer. And you know what God did? He kept him alive down there for 3 days and 3 nights. What? What would they have been eating? Waste belly. May God help us. 3 days, 3 nights, and sustain. Are we there? Bible student. Samuel said, I slept and I did what? I woke. It is what? It is God that sustained me. When you are going to bed and it is time to sleep, for you that is difficult to sleep, say, God, night is time for sleep. Give me sleep. For you give your beloved what? Sleep. God, I am your beloved. I need to sleep. Take God at his word. Take him at his promise. It's time to sleep. Go help me. Give me sleep. Take away worry from my heart. And I tell you, don't just release yourself to the Holy Spirit. Release yourself to God. Sleep will come. You sleep fine. May God help us in Jesus' name. Same thing with whatever trouble that might be, you know, hindering you. Just surrender it to God. May God help us. Do like Jonah. He said, Baba said, you know what God did? He kept him alive. He took him on over to Nineveh, probably taking the fish that long to swim through the water to get him over there. But he stayed in the belly of the whales 3 days and 3 nights. Why? He was expecting God to do something. Are we there? He was what? He was expecting God to do something. I think it's English people that used to say, even in the well, all is well. Nino Konga, all is still well. In the deepest of the valley, all is still well. In the baddest condition that you can think of, all is still well. You believe that? For a believer, all is well, I tell you. Just be in expectation. Don't think. May God help us. Sometimes, you know, started to want to say. But maybe, let me just say. I have never seen God fail me one. It is me that failed myself. I'm saying this one with backing testimony. I have never seen God fail me one. I know this might sound somehow very sacrilegious, but just permit me to say, maybe it will help. I have something in front of me. I've never seen God fail. And they were giving me, of course, budgets, how to meet it. And I will say, God, how do I want to meet this thing? Don't put me to shame. I must deliver. And I was thinking, but somehow, that was why when I came across this message, it just fit into my case. I was expecting that God would do something. But how he was going to do it, I didn't know. Yesterday, I just received an alarm. What? It was now me thinking that, okay, do you want to send this money to them or do you want to pause? I was in control of it now. Okay, do I want to wait? Do I want to pause? I later took the decision. That is how God does his things, brother and sister. It is no secret what God can do. What he has done for others. This one, I'm not telling you. One year me. They no borrow me the money. It is God that give me. The same God that did it for me can do it for you. If you can get to that level, maybe somebody might be saying, okay, maybe it's because God did this for you, but Joseph, you are talking that way. Even if he did not do it, I will still talk this way, brother. If it is one day before the event, I know he will not fail me. Yes, that's the God we serve. As long as it is God, he's a master of all circumstances. I was telling my wife, I said, when we started this year, we didn't know that Daddy was going to go. We had our own plans for the year, but somehow Daddy went and faced the challenge. And God, you have to come on the scene. And he came on the scene. That's the God that we serve. Then what our own challenge? What is that circumstance? But Abraham said, before that circumstance came your way, God knows that you were more than able to face it. He will never give you a trial that is more than you. Do you believe that? He will never give you a trouble that is more than you. Baba said, but the problem is, because of this time, there are two elements. May God help us. From the message, expectation, 1961, February 07, and paragraph 19. Baba said, there are two elements, fear and faith. May God help us. Before we go to pray, now, Brother Bram says, you see, and there is only two elements in the world that controls the world tonight. And that is fear and faith. Russia is trying to get everybody to fear them. Is that not so? Yeah, they're doing that. And we, tonight, we are trying to get everybody to have faith in God. Are you a believer tonight? Do you want to have faith in God? That's the only person that you can have confidence in. Don't put your confidence in man. If I was putting my confidence in man, I would just hate the man for no reason. Yeah. But it was where I was not even expecting. That was the way God came. And that's the God that we serve. If he can do it for me, he can do it for you. What is that trouble? Is it your health? God has healed cancer. You believe that? In the message, there is a man that can turn on the light. The prophet was talking about a brother that the doctor had written him off. And the brother lived, the doctor died. And the brother came and gave testimony. Brother said, you see, who was it? It was Jesus that turned on the light for him. He turned the situation around. That's the God that we serve. Whatever you expect, do you believe that? Brother said, that is what you will get. So what is our expectation tonight? You have to expect. Brother said, Jonah, he was expecting God to do something. I love that. What are you expecting God to do tonight for you? In your life, I'm throwing that challenge. What are you expecting God to do for you? Are you expecting him to pay your house rent? He can do it. Are you expecting him to build your house? He can do it. You say, Brother Joseph, do you know how much they sell one bag of cement? I don't care. Do you know how much they, I don't care. God can do it. Are you expecting God to give you a brand new car? He can do it. Whatever you expect, God will grant it to you. Let it be a desire in your heart. You lay before God. God grant the desires of people's heart. Ezekiel one time, death was coming for him. And he looked, he said, God, I have not finished my assignment. I need more time. Give me 15 years. Shalom. He gave him. That's what we are talking about. God answered prayers. He was expecting God to do something in his condition. The same prophet that God sent to him to tell him to prepare and put his house in order, he was going to die, was the same prophet that God told again, go back, tell Ezekiah, I have had this prayer. What is that your condition? Don't allow Satan to put fear. Rabbi said, you see, Russia, they are putting fear. Maybe this government is putting fear. And you are also afraid. I will soon get to my end. Don't depend on the government. Depend on your work. Yes, don't depend on your work. Your employer can call you and say, we don't need your service. Come and go home. Then, is that the end to life? There is a God that we serve that takes care of every of our need. That's what we are talking about. You've got to believe God to that level. May God help us. See, there is two elements that controls the nations. And you see, all the people, two elements that controls all the churches, two elements that controls all the individual. Are you there, brother? It is fear or faith. Amen. Now, fear, it has no valuation in it. None whatsoever. It's perfectly endless. It hasn't got one good thing about it. Now, if I was to be short in the morning, the prophet speaking now, and I was going to be short, what good will it do to have fear? I'm off. Yeah. What good will it do me? You say, well, very bad. What good will faith do you? Very bad. Say, faith will deliver me. Are you there? Yeah. Faith will deliver me, but fear, it won't help me a bit. Just get, you see, you just get yourself all worked up and more nervous than ever when it comes time for the gun to fire. Yeah, that's what fear will do. That's why many people, before the real death come, they have died. May God help us. So, let us have faith. Faith could deliver me. But if it doesn't, what good will fear do anyhow? So, just stay right with faith. Are you there? Just stay right with faith, you see, and hold on to it. Take God's promise and remain with God. Amen. May God help us. Take God's promise and remain with God. Paragraph 23. Before we go to pray. Rabban said, and if God is ever called on the scene to make a decision on a certain thing, and the same decision he made when he's called on the scene for the same thing, his decision has to remain the same way. You believe that? Now, he cannot change it for one. Saying, well, I did it to this one, but I won't do it to this one. That is not the God that we serve. Now, if he does that, then he made the wrong decision. when he made it the first time. And so he has made his word so that if we can believe, for instance, when a man asked him forgiveness for his sin, and God forgave that man of his sin, if you come tonight, or whoever, he said, we come upon the same basis of humbling, asking of forgiveness, based upon what? Faith. God is obligated to do the same thing he did for that man the first time. Now, if a man is ever sick, and he calls on God, and if God ever heals one person, or ever heal one person, on the same ground that he's brought that man for his healing, is if he's ever called again on the scene, he's got to remain with the same decision. Are you there? If he didn't, he made a mistake. And then if he made a mistake, he is not infinite. And he's not infinite, then he's not God. And you see, we have got to come right back to know this word of God is the truth. You believe that? Now, that is exactly what gives me the boat, my boat to stand in Christ. My boat stand, sorry, in Christ is because I believe the word is true. And it just cannot fail. And I can know it can no more fail than God because it is God. And in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. You believe that? Hebrew tells us that the Word of God is sharper, more powerful than any two-edged sword, cutting both, you know, both ways into asunder the marrow of the bone, and is even the designer of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And when God looked upon the audience, are you there now? When God looked upon the audience and he perceived their thought, what was it? It was the Word. You believe that? In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Well, they ought to have known it, that it was the Word of God made manifest. Now, that same spoken Word of God, the Holy Spirit can make any of God, can make any promise of God manifest, if you will just believe it. Are you a believer tonight? Now, expectations. It has to be built upon something that has got a faith behind it. Amen. Because if you are expecting something, it's because something is being promised, or some way like that. And so if you want to have real expectations, it must be built upon thus saith the Lord. Sometimes God asks you to do things that is ridiculous to your human thinking. Now you remember, if you are going to enter the revival tonight trying to figure out something, you might as well enter out to begin with, because you can't do it. But remember, God does not know man. Man does not know God, rather, by his head. He knows him by his acts. And in the Garden of Eden, a man was divided between God and Satan. Satan took his head and God took his heart. With his intellectual, the man tries to reason out things. But by faith in his heart, through God, we make him believe things that reason would not even vindicate. For it is the substance of things hoped for. Are you there? It is the evidence of things that you cannot see. But you believe that God will do it anyhow. Are we a believer tonight? One thing I know, one of the songwriters said, one thing that I found is that God will work it out. Shall we bow our head? God will work it out. Are you sick in your body tonight? You should have that assurance in your heart that God's word does not fail. Have that faith that God keeps his promise. God bless you, sir. It's not a man that he should lie. Neither is he a son of man that he should repent and withdraw from whatever he has spoken. Whatever he has spoken, he will surely bring it to pass. But Abraham said, you must come expecting that God is going to do something. That was the attitude of Jonah. Despite all of the, you know, the vanities, lying vanities. Abraham said that was what Jonah called it. All of the circumstances that surround him. Jonah thought, and he remembered that, oh, there was a prayer that Solomon prayed, that if your people be in trouble, God, and they can just look toward the holy temple, you will hear them. He said, Father, I am in trouble. At least you have had cloud of testimony, cloud of witness, that should be an encouragement to us, even tonight. Rabbi said, there are two elements. So it depends on the one that you are yielding yourself to tonight. Are you yielding to fear, which is of the devil? Or are you yielding to faith, which is of God? You believe that God is going to give you that job. Yes, you have got to believe God to that level, brother. It is not the will of God that you should sit down in your house and eat food and eat food. A lazy man should not eat. That's what the word of God says. You have got to go out, take God at his word. Say, God, I am tired of this condition. I don't want shame. I don't want reproach around me. I want you to give me a very good thing that is called job. Yes, because I have got to have something in my hand. You promised to bless the work of my hand. What kind of work am I doing? Am I just a sitting down kind of person and I go and I beg the people? No, it will not help you. But Joseph, are you saying that it is wrong to beg? Yes. A beggar doesn't have anything good about him. I tell you. But sometimes, yes, circumstances of life may put us in a state where we have a need from somebody. It doesn't mean that you are a beggar. God will make a way. God will work the thing out anyhow. If the people want to say anything, that is up to them. You don't need to listen to what the people is saying. Listen to what God has to say about you. That's the way me I take God. That's the way I believe in. Take God at his word like that. That God, I believe you that you are going to do something. How you are going to do it, I don't know. But I believe that you are going to do it anyhow. And I'm not going to be a burden upon my brother. Yes. And you see God. God will work it out for you. He has never failed his own brother, sister. Check through the scripture. Search through the scripture. God has never failed any of his own. Are you sick tonight? Remember, he's the God that healed all our diseases. All, not some. All. You say, Brother Joseph, I have certain kind of sickness. And I've been carrying it certain number of years. Only believe God. Don't look at the number of years that you've been carrying that sickness. Believe the promise of God that I am the God that healed all your disease. And have an attitude of faith like Jonah. Or the attitude of faith like that woman with the issue of blood. For 12 years she has been carrying that infirmity. How many years have you carried your own? But the Bible says none of us have gotten the symptoms that Jonah had. How many of us will take God again at his word and say, God, once again, we call upon your name. As your people, we are calling upon your name tonight that you will deliver us from all our trouble. You will deliver me from this sickness, Lord. You will deliver me from this reproach, Father. You will deliver me from this shame. You will deliver me from these burdens. Grant me a total deliverance, Lord. Grant me headway, Father. Once again, I will look towards your holy temple. You have given me the opportunity tonight to come to church, Father. I thank you for that. You have given me health in my body. I thank you for that. This is my condition, Father. Why other people are calling upon you, don't pass me by. But the Bible says, until you get the Spirit, you can never receive anything from God. Remember that's the sermon that our brother went through. Is it spiritual needs that you have tonight? God, you have promised the Holy Ghost baptism to them that obey you. I'm obeying your word, Father. Except if there are certain places in my life that I'm not obeying it, reveal to me, Lord. I'm ready to make amends, even tonight. Is it your children? Father, I claim these children. Yes, you promised that me and my house will be safe. I believe you for my child, Lord. I believe you for this boy, even to my dying bed. I know that he will come back. Yes. Don't give up on him. Don't give up on her. You say, but Joseph, share people she dress, Lana. Hey, no, don't allow that to bother you. Don't allow that to weigh you down. The God that we serve is a God that knows all things. He know that that girl will be dressing that way. He know that boy will be behaving that way. Yes, and he has had plan of when he's going to save that. As Pastor used to tell us, you cannot save yourself. Neither can you save your child. You are talking to one that can save both you and your child. That is the one you should cry unto. Are you without hope tonight? Are you without any resource tonight? We serve a God that still makes provision. He is Jehovah Jireh. Yes, it's a God that can provide all our needs. He said, I am the God that supplies all your needs according to my riches in glory. That's the God that we serve. But Abraham said, where would that ram had come from? When Abraham was placed on that test, think of it, brother, sister. It will never fail you. It will never disappoint you. He that allowed that trial to come your way, he know that you are more than a match. The Bible said the greatest force that he has given to us is prayer. Let us use it again tonight, brethren. Let us pray. Let us talk to him. That's the only resource that we have. That telephone is never busy. Today, I was trying to reach a lot of people for the past how many hours? Since 12 p.m. I was cut out of network. That is not our God. There is no time, whether in your kitchen, whether in your toilet, whether in your bedroom, wherever, on the steering. He's never busy. He's always attentive. He hears our heart cry. That is the one that we have come to tonight. Let's pour our heart before him. That's why we come to church. We come to renew strength, brother. We come to receive answer for our heart desires. We come to receive help for life's trouble. And that's why we are here, Father, tonight. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Forgive all our shortcomings. Forgive all our failure. Forgive all our wrong. Forgive all our trespass. Help us tonight again, Lord. We are here again, Lord Jesus, to renew strength. We are here again, Father, to receive inoculation from you, O God. Revive us again, Lord. It's our prayer. Both old and young, Father. Revive us again, Lord Jesus. No matter the challenge, no matter the, Lord, circumstance that your children are facing, oh God. Father, may you speak word of peace, word of comfort, great assurance, Father, may you give unto them, oh God. That you are a God that specializes in things that men think are impossible. Brother, when God is speaking to you, obey the voice of God. Brother, I say many a times, it will sound ridiculous to you. When God tells you, stand up, go to so-so way, that is God speaking. Don't listen to your own reasoning. Brother Brown said, that is the two divide. Satan took the, you know, the head. God took the heart. Don't allow Satan to control you. Let God control you, brother. Your calculation, your submission cannot do the thing. It is only God and God alone. Look at the economy. It's crumbling. It's not only Nigeria. The whole nation is crying. There's economy met that everywhere. There's no place you think that you want to go to. Except God is in that place. In the midst of all this adversity, there are people that are living in plenty. So until we realize and recognize that, God, do you still want me to be here? As long as you want me to be here, I know you are old, brother, sister. May God help us in Jesus' name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Are we there? Something just struck my heart now. The book of Psalm 23. In that prayer, I think it's in the sixth verse. It says, give us this day, what? Our daily bread. For every day, there is a daily blessing. Do you believe that? Every day, there is a blessing that God has for you. Until you recognize that and you realize, God, today, what is the blessing that you have for me today? I am here. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. We don't sing it for fun. We sing it so that God can make it a reality. And when God make it a reality, you know this one, Olorun lo se fun mi. And that is how he loves to do it. So that only him can take the glory and you can enjoy the benefit. Cry to him tonight. God, what is the blessing for today? I am here again in church. Give me my blessing for today. While other people are calling upon you, don't pass me by. Give me today my daily need, Lord. I am here. It might be spiritual, it might be physical, it might be material. Everybody have different, we very differently. Your home might be admission, young boy, young girls. You have struggled, you have right exam upon the exam. God is the one that give man success. Talk to that God. Children, I am telling you and we are telling you of a God that we serve that cannot fail. That is God that we serve. Have you got any exam that is before you? What is that Red Sea that is standing before you? And it looks like a very big mountain. You say, God, how can I turn it through? I tell you, God specializes in things that are thought impossible. And it will make a way out of that mountain for you. That is the God that we are serving. That is the God that we are calling on the scene tonight. Brother say, call him on the scene. See him. Do something for somebody. You are coming on the same basis. God is more than obligated to give you the desire of your heart. Father, we call upon you tonight, Lord. As your children, Lord, hear our heart cry. Forgive all our shortcomings, Lord. Forgive our failure if there be sin anywhere, Lord. We plead your mercy, O God. May nothing stand between us and you tonight. May nothing stand as hindrance. Lord, before our prayer, O God, as we offer, O God, our prayer, our supplication to you, our thanksgiving offering, O God, may you accept them, O God. May they be, O God, a sweet smelling savour before your nostril, O God, and may you give us a testimony, Father. Lord, we are believing, O God, and we know, O Father, your word is here and amen. We know you are faithful to your promise, O God. We pray, Father, Lord, help our faith tonight, O God. Take away doubt, Lord. Take away unbelief. Give us the attitude, O God, like several, O God, witness that we have just had tonight, O God. Like Jonah, O God, that he knew somehow God was going to do something. The woman with the issue of blood, she knew why it was impressed upon her. If I can but touch the hem of his garment, I know that this blood is going to stop, Lord. Whatever it is, O God, that your children, Lord, are passing through, whatever it is that you have inspired in their heart, O God, give them the faith, cement that faith, O God, for them. Lord, may every fear, may every doubt, may every unbelief be thrown out of this camp in the name of Jesus Christ. Help our faith tonight, O God. Lord Jesus, give us, oh God, testimony. Give us a positive mindset. Every negativity, take it away from us. Every murmuring, every complaining, take it away from us, oh God. In the midst, oh God, of adversity, may we have testimony, oh God, of your goodness in our life, oh God. In the midst of lack and hunger that the nation, oh God, is groveling, oh Father, as your children, may we have plenty even to give to others, oh God, is our prayer. Grant it, eternal Father. That's why we are here tonight, oh God. Give unto us the blessings for tonight, oh God. While you are blessing, Lord, your children, don't pass any one of us by. Thank you, eternal Father. Thank you, righteous Lord. Blessed be your name. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we are praying. There be any need and any desire in your heart tonight, we ask Pastor to pray for us. Only believe. I don't want us to take it just as other time. I want you to believe that God specializes in things that are thought impossible.
Our blessed Heavenly Father, we approach the throne of mercy again tonight. Through the blood that was shed for us at Calvary, we thank you for a word that has gone forth, the word of faith, the word that built our faith. And we know you are a living God who will never fail. Whatever those needs might be physical, material, financial, spiritual needs, Father, please meet us at the point of our needs in the name of Jesus Christ. Those on the altar and all those where on the congregation, wherever those hands are lifted up, whatever might be those needs, Heavenly Father, don't pass any of us by while you are meeting those needs. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Lord, by the time we all go into prayers, we pray you inspire all of us to pray as we commence saints. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.
While we are still in prayer, let's listen to the prayer request. God can do it again, yes, no reason to doubt. God can do it again, God can do it again, yes.
Aspect of it, the reading or the request, or the written one and the existing one, the prayers of the saints. Our Master, we are going home with assurance in our hearts that you have answered our prayers. We will be rejoicing in expectation for the manifestation of the answers to those prayers. Strengthen your servant and replenish it for the virtue that has left it. Thank you, Father. On the highway, on the byway, protect all of us and take all of us home safely. Thank you, Savior Divine, for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen. As it has been announced on Sunday, we are expecting a minister to be with us on Sunday. Shall we rise up? Living there.